Nobility's True Badge by Cherie Mort. Read by X-Man Hater. Summary. Jared works in a bookshop cafe. Jensen walks in on the wrong night. And then just keeps walking in. Jared likes his job. Really, he does. He doesn't love it. Nobody loves these kinds of jobs with any real passion. But Jared is good at what he does. He likes the people he works with. It's not his dream. But as far as acts of desperation and a bad economy go, this isn't so bad. But there are days. There are days when Jared wants to pour hot drinks on the customers who complain, introduce his boss to the dangers of working with a grill, and then steal half the books in the store as compensation while making a mad dash for the door. Today is one of those days. In fact, if Jared tried to record everything that has gone wrong today, it would fill a solid 100 pages, and immediately be recognized as a tragedy of Shakespearean proportions. And not one of those sissy tragedies like Romeo and Juliet. It's not even hovering around Macbeth on the misery scale. Today is full-on Titus Andronicus levels of suck. Okay, Jared is feeling a little bit dramatic. He's been working in the cafe since opening. He should have gotten off around 3, but got called in to pick up an extra shift a few hours later. Jared can't afford to turn paid hours down, so he found himself back in his apron by 6:30 and has been slaving away, by himself because Sandy called in sick again since. It's a 3-person job, and Jared's been at it for almost 12 hours, which would be enough to kick him into a pretty sour mood on its own. Add to the overtime the fact that one of the espresso machines chose this week to break, and the patrons seem to have been given instructions at the door to be even more impossible about their coffee than usual. Which, honestly, he wouldn't put it past the head manager. And Jared has rarely in his life felt so justified to go on a killing spree. It's almost over, though. That's the good news. It's 10:15, and Jared figures no one orders coffee after 10 o'clock on a Monday. What could possibly go wrong in 45 minutes that hasn't already gone wrong today? Jared has always been kind of stupid about optimism. A man and his wife approach the counter. Jared's gotten pretty good at reading customers by now, and in the back of his head, red flags go up when he spots them. He's really got no choice but to smile his best, "I don't hate you," smile, and take their order. "Welcome to Badgers and Nobility Cafe. What can I get for you?" The lady hangs back. "Nothing for me, thank you." "I'll have a venti cappuccino, whole milk." Jared's smile nearly slips, but he swallows it back, all the while pondering how likely the guy is to be able to taste the difference between whole and skim. Making cappuccinos is annoying enough when you don't have to make an extra large cup worth of foam out of whole milk. But Jared is a professional, and damn it, he will make this drink, regardless of the fact that he really doesn't feel like it. "Sure," Jared says, marking the cup. "Can I interest you in anything else? We also have some freshly baked scones." "No," the guy snaps, and Jared doesn't take offense to that. Even he's annoyed by the question, but it's his job to ask it, so he does. 3 minutes later, the same guy approaches the counter, scowling like Jared just punched his baby. Jared knows exactly what his complaint is going to be before the man even opens his mouth. Half of the people who order cappuccinos have no idea what they're asking for. They just think the name sounds classy. Jared can chuckle silently at that most days, but today is just not one of those days. "Hey, kid, what kind of joke is this? Feel how light this cup is. It's half foam." "Yes, sir. You ordered a cappuccino. That's what a cappuccino is." Jared does his best to say this in a calm voice and keep his belittling tone at a minimum. The wife appears at his side then, looking like she knows there's going to be trouble and just wants to prevent bloodshed. "This isn't what I ordered," he says. "This isn't what he wanted," the wife amends. "Okay, no problem. Why don't you tell me what you want, and I'll call up one of the managers to refund you for this and charge you for the new drink." "Well, I told you what I wanted, and you messed it up, but it sounds to me like you damn well need some supervision." Jared's fists clench under the counter. "Okay, explain to me in really little words, and I'm sure I'll get it right this time." "I just want coffee." "Okay, one coffee, no problem. Did you want to keep that venti?" Jared asks, heading for the coffee pump. "No, not that. I want it from the espresso machine." "Like a latte?" "No, I know what a latte is. I would have asked for a latte if I wanted one. I just want the espresso." "Solo or double shot?" "Whichever one has more caffeine." Jared takes a deep breath, sets the machine for a double shot of espresso, and heads for the phone. Seeing that the current manager on duty is Steve the asshole, Jared decides to call the head cashier to bail him out instead. Yeah, what? Misha, it's Jared in the cafe. I need you to come up here for a refund. World's biggest asshole, just so you're prepared. All you do is bring me problems, Misha says with a sigh. Please, you only work here on the hope that I'll give you an excuse to come see me. Jared hangs up and returns to the register, grabbing the espresso on the way. Here you go, sir. Manager should be up to settle the refund any moment. What the fuck is this? A double shot of espresso? This is 2 sips of coffee. That's how we sell straight-up espresso. Are you some kind of idiot? Misha walks in at this point and instantly slips behind the counter, smiling indulgently. What seems to be the problem? The service here sucks, that's the problem. Why don't I help you instead? What are you looking for? I want some goddamn espresso and a decent serving. This kid keeps trying to pass bullshit off on me. I see. Misha looks at the 2 abandoned drinks on the counter and sums up the situation. Sir, I think what you're looking for here is a mocha, he says with perfect conviction. That's exactly it. Told the kid that 4 times. Misha nods sympathetically and grabs a venti cup, marking the side with, "Get this dumb asshole a latte." Jared stifles his snort with some effort and immediately gets to work. Misha finishes up quickly and Jared hands off the drink. The customer takes a sip and makes a satisfied sound as he stomps out, wife trailing behind him. It's only then that Jared realizes there's someone else who's been waiting in line through the whole fiasco and who probably has Jared figured for a moron. Jared doesn't even look up. He's given up all hope of being friendly tonight. He just wants to survive his last half hour. What do you want? There's a quiet chuckle from the other side of the counter before a deep, rich voice says, "What a dick." Jared finally looks at his customer and then gets a rush of that "I want to sink into the floor" feeling that happens when the most beautiful man on the planet walks into your place of employment, and you're not only wearing a stupid hat and an apron, but are also rude to him for no discernible reason. Yeah, I'm so sorry for the wait. Hey, no problem. I worked as a waiter at a cafe through grad school. Not exactly the same thing, but I imagine the assholes are about the same. Jared laughs with relief and smiles, his first real smile all day. Yeah, probably. Don't look so sorry, man. I've been there. You did a great job putting up with it. Ha, thanks. So, what would you like? How about a tall coffee? Jared could kiss the man for going out of his way to order something easy, but decides that kiss-raping the nice pretty patron is probably not as good an idea in the long run as it seems to be when he's staring at the guy's mouth. Yeah, definitely. 1 second. Jared fills a cup and carries it back to the register. Would you like anything to go with that, like a coffee cake? Jared says it all in one breath, hoping the guy won't hear it. Wow, they've got you upsizing too, huh? He makes no effort to hide how amused he is by Jared's pain. Yes, yes they do. I promise I'm not here to get you fired. He hands over the change for his coffee and then looks around, confusion written all over his face. Where's the tip jar? We aren't allowed to solicit the customers, Jared says, leaning in confidentially. You can't accept tips? Didn't say that. We just aren't allowed to ask for them. Oh, I see. Well, then, this is for you. He slides a $5 bill across the counter, and Jared doesn't move to touch it. You're tipping over 300%. I'm covering the last guy, too. He forgot. The guy winks and walks out before Jared has a chance to complain. And Jared decides that it's okay if he's hallucinating, because they're nice hallucinations and they leave behind real money. Jared's got an afternoon shift a few days later, and he's had some time to get over how bad Monday night had been. They're having a slow day, so he's hanging back eating shit with Daniil when Sandy shows up. She bounces in 7 minutes late, fluttering her eyelashes and smiling her giant smile. Once again, she is too damn adorable for Jared to stay annoyed, but he does his best to scowl anyway. Jared, baby, the love of my life, how long has it been? Longer than it was supposed to be since you fucking abandoned me. Again. Oh, that little thing? Well, I swear, I have a really good reason this time. What's his name? Daniil asks. Tom, we're soulmates. Until you get bored, at least, Jared says, sticking his tongue out. Could that be the familiar sound of Jared being bitter that he's the only person on the planet who doesn't know how to have a real relationship? Why, yes, Danielle, I believe it is.
I hate both of you so much.
Okay, so who wants to hear about my husband, Tom?
No one, Danielle says, without a moment's hesitation. Jared here was just about to invent a conversation topic so we wouldn't have to hear about him. Jared, what have you got?
Actually, I do have something to tell you guys about. Except that Sandy's going to be so jealous that she called out on Monday. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
You can actually make her regret, Tom? Please share.
20 minutes later, Jared has told him all about the asshole and the mystery guy and is still fielding questions.
Okay, but when you say gorgeous, how gorgeous are we talking? Sandy asks, clearly trying to gauge how upset she is about missing it.
He was Helen of Troy with a penis. Danielle makes an appreciative sound and Sandy rolls her eyes.
Okay, first of all, geek, Sandy says.
Jared and Danielle both make, well, duh, faces.
And second of all, Danielle jumps in, why did you not fuck him?
They hear a throat clear from the register. Danielle turns, poised to do her standard, I don't give a shit if I offended you routine, when she freezes.
Hello again, the man says, eyes locked on Jared.
Jared blushes.
Hi.
Helen of Troy? Danielle whispers at Jared, and he nods as subtly as he can.
Oh, fuck my life, Sandy says, throwing her hands up in the air. I have to go bake. Only baking will make this better.
She storms toward the kitchen. The guy quirks an eyebrow and Jared shakes his head.
Long story. Coffee?
Think you can handle something a little more serious this time?
Jared decides to swallow the hundreds of pickup lines popping up in his head and nods.
Could you make me a venti extra extra caramel frapp with whipped cream?
A sweet tooth, I see.
You caught me, the man says guiltily.
Let me guess, you're on a diet of some kind and have decided that, while you're cheating, you might as well cheat spectacularly.
Am I that obvious?
I've seen your type before.
I'll have to remember to take my fat ass somewhere else next time, then.
Sugar, there is nothing wrong with your ass from where I'm standing.
Jared's eyes bulge out of their sockets. It's not like he isn't used to Danielle always saying what she's thinking, but she usually isn't vocalizing Jared's thoughts, so he doesn't usually get embarrassed and choke up. The man smiles, his eyes crinkling in the corners, and Jared thinks he could faint.
Thanks, I think.
Oh, no problem. You just let me know when you want to hear nice things about it. I'd be more than happy to take a look.
There's an amused sound from across the counter, but instead of immediately taking the hint and asking for Danielle's number, he gets shy and looks down.
Danielle, why don't you go help Sandy in the kitchen?
I think the answer to that is fairly obvious.
Danielle, this is the part where I remind you that I'm in charge back here.
Selfish, she grumbles, leaving to tell Sandy on him.
I would like to apologize on behalf of Badger's Nobility Cafe. She was raised by wolves. We're still working on assimilating her.
Does she know how to make frappuccinos?
Exquisitely.
She's all right in my book, then.
I'm gonna make you this one, though.
An honor.
Don't look so thrilled. I'm going to give you half the caramel and half the whipped cream.
I'm going to give you half the dip.
Jared laughs.
Fair enough.
When the guy collects his drink, he approaches the counter, and Jared tries to ignore how idiotically excited he gets by that.
If you're here for a sugar cookie, I'm officially going to judge you.
Bah, what's it to you if I'm unfaithful to my diet?
Can't have you blaming us when your girlfriend catches on.
The guy shifts awkwardly and withdraws a little.
Yeah, probably not going to happen, but I appreciate the sentiment. I just wanted to thank you for the drink, Jared.
Jared jumps a little and the man points at Jared's name tag.
Oh, right. Yes, I knew that.
Now it's my turn to judge you.
Come on, that was a little creepy.
Would it be less creepy if I told you my name is Jensen?
I think so. Nice to meet you, Jensen.
Nice to meet you again, Jared.
And the thing is, he sounds like he means it.
Jensen, right? Jared asks when he comes in the next day, as if the name isn't branded into the back of his brain.
Jensen's lips turn up in a warm smile.
You remembered, huh? I guess you really like that I tip.
How dare you? I'm just incredibly devoted to customer service.
Oh, naturally.
Can I get you another heart attack frap, or are you going to change your order every time you come here, just to keep me on my toes? As amusing as that sounds, that last frap was too good to pass up another.
That's so sad, Jared says, marking the cup and setting it aside. You have so much to live for.
Jensen smirks. Aren't you going to try to sell me a cupcake or something?
I think what you want to go with that frappuccino is a delicious red velvet cupcake.
No thanks, but I will have one of those tomato caprese paninis.
For here or to go?
Jensen holds up a stack of books in response.
Gracing us with your presence this time. I can't believe my luck.
Jensen rolls his eyes and goes to claim a table in the back of the cafe. He stays longer than Jared expects, and Danielle waits an hour before she slaps Jared with a wet rag and glares.
Okay, Jared, here's the plan. You're going to take this cloth and pretend to bust the tables. Then you're going to stop and ask him out, or I'm going to fucking do it.
I'm technically your boss, you know. You can't tell me what to...
Oh, give me a break, she says, shoving him toward the door.
Jared doesn't ask Jensen out, can't even bring himself to talk to the guy, because who wants to get hit on while they attempt to enjoy their sandwich?
Danielle gives him a death look when he returns without a date. Fine, you blew your chance. He's fair game now.
Jared shakes his head. He's all yours, babe.
Jensen starts to come in regularly, bringing a stack of books in one hand and always taking the same seat and ordering the same drink and sandwich. Jared knows his order by heart embarrassingly fast, but Jensen is gracious enough to act flattered instead of terrified by it. He hangs around and talks to Jared when there's no line, and Jared would swear he was flirting, except that Jared has the worst gaydar on the face of the planet. You can only fall for so many straight guys before you quit trying. In Jared's case, 8 is where you draw the line.
It's official. He's in love with you.
Hi, Danny. It's nice to see you, too, Jared says, choosing to ignore the non sequitur. Danielle points to the back of the cafe.
Helen of Troy is in love with you, Jared. Please, 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 for the love of God, I know you can't carry on a relationship to save your life, but just pretend this one time and hit that.
What are you talking about?
He got here 40 minutes ago. He hasn't ordered anything.
So, he's reading.
Yes, but he came up to the counter and asked if you were here. When I said you hadn't gotten in yet and offered to get him a drink, he said he wasn't in the mood for coffee at the moment.
He really likes how I make his fraps?
Jared, he is in love with you.
I don't even know if he's gay, Danielle.
I leaned over the counter, in this shirt. He didn't even blink.
Jared looks down at Danielle's v-neck and raises an eyebrow.
Okay, he's flaming.
Marry him.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, my, look at that. It's 2:33, dishwashing time. I have to go wash the dishes.
Danielle turns on the heels of her feet and walks to the kitchen in double time, and Jared is decidedly lost until he looks to the register and sees Jensen waiting.
Is she like that with everybody? Jensen asks when he knows he has Jared's attention.
She really likes washing dishes, Jared sends a look back over his shoulder and considers sitting Danielle down and teaching her about subtlety.
Guess she found the right job then.
Yeah, looks that way.
The usual?
That'd be great, Jensen says, looking up at Jared through eyelashes Jared swears are a mile long.
Jared leans over the music counter, arms reaching for Genevieve.
I can't hold her much longer, Aldous says dramatically. This girl can wiggle.
I will fucking murder both of you. I will take pleasure in your scream. Oh, God, stop!
Genevieve doubles over with giggles as Jared's fingers finally find her stomach.
Promise, or so help me God, I will tickle you to death right here in the middle of the music store.
Okay, she manages through her laughter. Aldous gets to pick the music today, and I'll never loop Britney Spears just to annoy you again.
You convinced?
Yeah, Jared stops his attack. I think she means it. Aldous releases Genevieve reluctantly.
So you exist outside of the cafe?
Jared jumps a little and turns to see Jensen standing behind him, 4 CDs in each hand.
Jensen, hi. Sorry we kept you waiting. I didn't realize there was a line.
Jared scratches at the back of his neck.
Don't apologize. That shit was important, Aldous says.
It looked a little dangerous. Are you okay, sweetheart? Jensen asks, turning to Genevieve.
Genevieve looks like she's about to swoon.
Fine.
Aldous goes into overprotective big brother mode.
Can I help you?
Yeah, sure.
Jensen puts the stacks of CDs on the counter, and Genevieve immediately rushes to Aldous's side to sneak a quick look at what Jensen's buying.
"They're going to judge you based on your taste now," Jared explains. "If they don't approve, they'll make fun of you for the rest of the day."
"Awesome," Jensen says.
"All right, all right. Your musical preferences don't completely suck," Aldous concedes a few moments later.
"Well, it's good to be validated."
Genevieve coughs loudly and gives Jared a probing look.
Jensen, this is Genevieve.
"Jared and I are going to get married one day."
"Any moment now, they'll be wed."
Aldous rolls his eyes and hands Jensen his change.
"And this charming gentleman is Aldous."
"Well, it's very nice to meet you both," Jensen says, taking his bag and giving Jared a strained smile.
"And it's good to see you do more than brew coffee."
Jared opens his mouth to make a retort when he hears a familiar voice over the loudspeaker.
"Attention, Badgers and Nobility customers! Please be aware that there is a Sasquatch loose in the store. If you see him, please direct him back towards the cafe, as his break is 3 minutes past over. Thank you."
"Wow, they let Misha near the loudspeaker? Mistake," Genevieve says with a laugh, popping in Aldous's favorite CD and pointing Jared back towards the cafe.
He waves goodbye and tries to get back to his station with some semblance of dignity. Jared doesn't see Jensen again for a few days, which is totally fine and okay because Jared does not look forward to making Jensen's frap and talking, flirting, over the cafe counter all day. That would just be sorry and pathetic, and right up Jared's alley. Naturally, Jared gets pretty excited when Jensen finally shows up on Thursday and gets in line behind four other patrons. Jared marks a cup for Jensen's frappuccino as soon as he sees him and does his best not to smile stupidly the entire time he's working through the line.
"Long time," Jared says, as soon as Jensen finally steps in front of the register. Jensen doesn't return the smile or make a clever comment like he usually does.
"I think your girlfriend in music is trying to get your attention," he says, with just a hint of an edge.
Jared looks up to see Genevieve jumping up and down and flailing her arms from across the store, mouthing Jared's name.
"Ah, yeah, it does." Jared shifts awkwardly, wondering if it would be too obvious for him to ignore her until he's done serving Jensen.
Jensen doesn't seem to care either way, and, stupid as it is, that bothers Jared enough for him to turn to Danielle and to tell her to take over the counter.
"What do you want from me, woman? I'm not on break."
"No, you're not, but I am. Cover for me till I'm done?"
Jared sends one last reluctant gaze in the cafe's direction and shrugs.
"Yeah, why not?"
He takes Genevieve's place behind the music counter and looks at Misha, who's leaning against it looking bored.
"Dude, do you have a job? Because I know you get paid more than I do."
"Fucking unfair, huh?"
"Yeah, I have no idea what they were thinking when they promoted me."
Misha makes no attempt to look busy.
Genevieve settles next to him and looks at Jared with wide, pleading eyes. She elbows Misha in the ribs, and on cue, he makes the same puppy expression.
"Actually, we were hoping you could settle something for us."
Jared raises an eyebrow.
"Are you totally fucking the beautiful Frappuccino man or not?"
"What? You can't ask me things like that."
"Ha! That means yes. You owe me $10.
"You put a bet on whether or not I was..." Jared's voice lowers to a whisper.
"Sleeping with a customer?"
"Fuck yeah! And Misha lost it, and now he owes me $10.
"Liar, he didn't say anything. Come on, Jared, you obviously like him, and that means you're chickening out on asking him for a date. Please remind Genevieve that the custodian is more likely to be sleeping with that guy."
Jared scowls, then sighs. "Misha's right. I'm hopeless."
"Dude, what?"
Genevieve's face falls.
But I've been watching you two eye-fuck for the last 3 weeks. I got pregnant from the sexual tension alone last Wednesday."
"I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. And you owe Misha $10.
"Whatever, man. You need to grow a pair."
Genevieve reaches into her pocket and shoves a $10 bill into Misha's hand.
"I'm taking 20 instead of 15 just to spite you, Jared."
She ends up taking 30.
Jensen's gone by the time Jared gets back to the cafe. Jensen comes back the next day, and to Jared's great relief, he's his regular self again. He sits in his usual spot for 10 minutes, then gets up to dispose of his tray. Jared's disappointment at him leaving so soon dissolves when he approaches the counter again.
"Jensen, hey, is there something else I can get you?"
"Yes."
"What'll it be?"
Jensen looks down at the floor and mumbles something.
"I'm sorry, what was that?"
You.
Jared stares blankly.
Huh?
I just wanted to know if you wanted to get a coffee or something. One that you didn't make. Someplace else. On a break, maybe. With me?
I don't drink coffee, Jared says stupidly, because he's too dazed to actually think.
Oh, Jensen's face falls.
Okay, I'm gonna go then.
Jared reaches across the counter and grabs his arm before he can even take a step.
Jensen, wait.
Jensen turns slowly, looking at Jared hopefully.
Yes?
I love ice cream, though. Man, do I love me some ice cream.
Jensen rewards Jared with one of those smiles that fold up his eyes and make Jared's knees buckle.
There happen to be 3 different ice cream shops on this street alone.
My break is at 7. Meet me outside?
Jensen nods and looks down at his watch.
Deal.
You guys are never going to believe what just...
Jensen asked you out, Sandy says matter-of-factly.
Oh, okay, so that wasn't as exciting as I was hoping for.
Danielle drops the box of water bottles she's carrying and turns to Claire.
Jared, you're like fucking little girls in the 2nd grade, okay? We know because your boyfriend took advantage of your absence yesterday to ask me if you liked him, or just liked him.
He's not my boyfriend, Jared says, grinning when Danielle pretends to bang her head on the bake case.
At the rate you people are going, he won't be your boyfriend until I'm 90 fucking years old.
Do you think that one day they'll do it?
Sandy asks, bringing her hands up to her face in mock terror.
Babe, we're more likely to have hot gay sex than they are.
Excuse you, a woman in line says, covering her daughter's ears. There are children present.
Danielle smiles sweetly.
Goodness me, I hadn't noticed. Did you want me to get her a juice box while I'm here? The mother glares, but the little girl claps.
Juice, she cries happily.
There you go, princess, Danielle says, handing the kid an apple juice. Sandy approaches with an equally blinding smile.
Did you want a fucking cookie to go with that?
Jared buries his face in his hands as the woman turns to leave. You're 5 minutes late. I was starting to think I was being stood up.
Jensen's tone is playful, but he looks genuinely relieved.
Jared doesn't get it, but he's not about to look a gift horse in the mouth.
There was a very serious refrigerator cleaning emergency, Jared says solemnly.
There weren't too many casualties, I hope.
Only the expired iced coffee.
Well, that's good to hear. So, are you a Ben and Jerry's man or a Cold Stone man?
You've cut out Haagen-Dazs? This is the worst date ever.
Jensen doesn't reply, and Jared stops mid-pace. Okay, let's get this out of the way right now, since I kind of make this mistake a lot. This is a date, right? Like, you didn't ask me out because you think I'd be a cool friend?
No, God no, this is definitely supposed to be a date.
All right, just checking, because I thought so, but then you seemed kind of weirded out when I said that, and... Yeah, look, I haven't really been out with anyone in a while, so this is weird for me. But it's a date.
Fuck, are you kidding me? Why the hell haven't you been on dates recently?
I don't really want to talk about it. Jensen bites his lip. Does that sound really standoffish and rude? It's just a really long story.
No, hey, it's fine. I'm sorry I asked.
There's quiet for a few moments before Jensen coughs. Let's start this over.
Jared nods enthusiastically.
Do let's.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
How's work?
That's great. Ben and Jerry's or Cold Stone?
Cold Stone would be awesome.
Great.
But we're going to Haagen-Dazs next time.
Who says there's going to be a next time?
Jared freezes up, but Jensen just grabs his arm and drags him forward.
It was a joke, Jared.
We both really suck at this.
And so we do. But at least we can suck at it together.
Jensen pauses for a long time, and then his lips twitched.
Pun intended.
I take it back. This date rocks. Jared looks happily at his spoon, and Jensen snickers.
I think the last time I ate ice cream on a date was in junior high.
You're lost, Jared says.
Why do you work in a cafe if you don't like coffee anyway?
First of all, they hired me. That's a big old mark in their favor.
Jensen smiles.
And secondly, it's a cafe, yes, but it's a cafe in a bookstore. Sometimes they let me touch the books.
Oh, boy. This is the part where I confess that I wouldn't know good literature if it bit me in the face. This date is so over. Jensen laughs. So that's your thing, then? Yes, that's my thing. That's a good thing as far as things go. What's your thing? I guess my thing is music. We might be incompatible. I have terrible taste in music. Did your friends judge you as well? Oh, hell yes. I worked across the way from them for 6 months before they would acknowledge my existence. Now they think it's endearing. Opposites attract, right? Maybe I'll think it's endearing, too. And you can smile fondly over the trash I read on planes. Maybe, Jared says. He pokes idly at the last chunk of cookie dough in his cup, trying to decide if he should waste it or save it for the final bite. Across the table, Jensen licks contentedly at his cone, his tongue blue from the food coloring. It should look ridiculous, but Jensen's eyes dance with glee, and it makes Jared so warm his skin tingles. Jared watches him for a few long moments before he looks at the clock on the wall and sighs. Or maybe my lunch break is almost over and I'll get fired for coming back late and you'll never see me again. Can't have that, Jensen says, standing to go. The walk back is easier than it had been when they were first getting used to seeing each other outside of their regular, safe meeting place in the cafe. So I hear that you talked to Daniil for more than 30 seconds yesterday. Congratulations on your progress. It was a little petrifying, I will admit. Yeah, why Daniil, by the way? Something told me she would give me a straightforward, albeit laced with sexual harassment, answer. Good call there, actually. I mean, it got me a date, right? Could have waited all damn year for you to give me a hint. I gave you lots of hints. Yeah, but then the music girl tells me she's your fiancé. Mixed signals are never cool, man. But Genevieve is my platonic soulmate. They stop at the door to the store, and Jensen rolls his eyes. Next time, tell her to introduce yourself as your future wife, who you will never have sex with. That's such a mouthful. Jensen grins, then turns his lips down. I have to get home, he explains. But I would really like to. Jared leans in and kisses him. Jensen's mouth opens in shock, and Jared takes one quick lick at his bottom lip before pulling away. Love that cotton candy flavor, Jared says, as if he could focus on the taste of ice cream at a time like this. Jensen brings his fingers to his lips, and Jared decides to play it cool, re-entering the store without saying another word. So, remember that time last week when we went out for half an hour and neither of us had a horrible time? Jared pulls out of the cabinet under the sink, miraculously managing not to bump his head on it, and turns to face Jensen. Really? No, hey Jared, how was your weekend? Who raised you? Jensen leans on the counter and stares expectantly. Well, do you? Not really, but I remember going out with you last week for half an hour. Words hurt, Jared. Wah, 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 Jared sing-songs. Look, do you want to go out to dinner with me or not? Jared's smart-ass routine stops dead in its tracks. Yes. Jensen lets out a breath. Okay, good, right. So that's settled then. Not really, we don't have a date or a time or a place. But the hard part's done, Jensen says. You should probably give me your number and then I can stop stalking you at work.
And start stalking me everywhere?
My plan all along.
Jared grabs a loose napkin, scribbling the first female name he thinks of, Maria, between his phone number and the Badgers and Nobility logo stamped into the paper.
Wow, you even dotted the I's with hearts. I don't get a lipstick kiss or anything?
Nothing I do is ever good enough for you.
I'm thinking Friday. Do you work this Friday?
I do, but Sandy owes me about 500 shifts, so I'll just make her take it.
One more thing, Jensen says, leaning even further on the register. Are there any managers on this floor right now?
Jared looks out at the visible parts of the store and shakes his head.
No, why?
Because I owe you, Jensen says, pulling Jared forward by the apron and kissing him over the counter. It's quick, but it's deeper than Jared's kiss the other day had been, and it gets his pulse racing immediately.
Attention all Badgers and Nobility customers. The time is 4:36 p.m., and Misha Collins now owes me $10. Thank you.
Jared pulls back and sees Genevieve talking into a stolen manager's radio. She waves cheerfully and gives Jared a thumbs up when they make eye contact.
Jared breaks into a hysterical peal of laughter. Jared gets to the restaurant 15 minutes late, and whatever unease he was feeling over that doubles up as soon as he sees the place Jensen chose for their date. Maybe Jensen should have seen it coming from the fact that he couldn't pronounce the name, but it hadn't occurred to him that someone would take the bookstore coffee guy to an upscale steakhouse on their first real date. When Jared gets inside, he's immediately bombarded by the hostess. Hi, he starts. I'm here to meet...
Of course, sir. Mr. Ackles is right this way.
She leads him to the table near the back of the restaurant. It's not quite secluded, but there are enough empty tables around them that it's more private than you would expect, considering it's a nice restaurant on a Friday night. Jensen beams when he sees Jared, and the sight of him, all dressed up and so fucking gorgeous Jared could die from it, makes him forget how out of place he is. Jared, he says in greeting. Jared sits across from him and arches an eyebrow. Mr. Ackles. Jensen rolls his eyes. So, what, did you show them a picture and warning or something? The hostess knew me on sight. I told them to look out for a tall guy with stupid hair. You're not that hard to spot. Jared sticks his tongue out and immediately feels self-conscious over the action. So, this is nice. Best damn steak there is, Jensen says. Then he shifts, like he's realizing Jared's not really thrilled with the locale, but doesn't get why. You said you liked steak. Oh, yeah, no, I love steak. Jared says nothing about the fact that a meal here probably costs as much as he makes in a week. It dawns on him that he has no idea what Jensen does, if this is status quo for him, or if he actually thought he had to break the bank to impress a guy who works for a minimum wage. The waitress comes by then and takes their order. Jared gets the cheapest thing he can find and still winces when he sees how much it costs, but Jensen orders without looking at the menu and then throws in a bottle of red wine that Jared's pretty sure costs about as much as a small country. You okay? Yeah, fine. Sorry. How's your day been? Long. Busy. Couldn't wait to get out of the office and... How about you? All right. No slave labor, so that's always good. Oh, come on now. We don't treat you that badly. Ha. So you don't like it then? Working in a Badgers and Nobility cafe? Not exactly where I saw my life going. Where did you see your life going? Jensen asks, genuinely interested. I have no clue, but if I had one, it wouldn't be that. Then why do you work there? Excuse me? Jensen blushes and looks down. I'm sorry, I didn't mean, I just... Well, no offense or anything, but you're a smart, capable guy. You shouldn't be working somewhere you hate. Not many options for a guy with my degrees. Which are? You know the stereotype about the kid who goes to college and majors in English and spends the rest of his life living in a cardboard box? Jensen nods. Well, basically I'm that guy, only my cardboard box is a shitty apartment that I share with my best friend Chad, whose only redeeming personality trait is his girlfriend Sophia. Jensen laughs slightly. English major, I bet you loved that. College was awesome. Getting my master's and realizing I have years of school loans and no job prospects? Less awesome. You have a master's and you're working in a cafe? At the time, I thought getting it would help me find a decent job, but I should have just looked for something after undergrad, because by the time I finished school, the job market was, well, what the job market is. Jensen's lips turn down. I'm sorry. That sucks. Jared shrugs. Sorry, I talk too much. Tell me about the fabulous job that enables you to spend half your life sitting in a cafe. I don't go in there that often, Jensen protests weakly. Save it, buddy. Whatever. I like the sights. It's Jared's turn to blush. I'm kind of my own boss, so... And what do you boss yourself around about? I run my dad's business. What type of business is that? Okay, you promise not to laugh? Cross my heart and hope to die. It's a publishing house. Jared laughs. Oh, come on, you promised. Hold up, Jared says, in an attempt to sober himself. Let me get this straight. I work in a cafe and I don't drink coffee, and you don't like reading, but you run a publishing house. Jensen tries to refrain from smiling. Aren't we a sorry lot? We really are. Is this some daddy-made-me-do-it thing? Am I going to have to spend the rest of our time together hearing about how you gave up your dreams of touring the country with a hippie band to do as he said? No, smartass. I actually like it.
All right, tell me more.
Well, I don't deal with the books. We have people like you to do that. I run the company financially, so I deal with numbers and marketing. Jared can't help the face he's making, and Jensen obviously sees it. The boring stuff, if you will.
Oh, I will.
I love it, though. It's something I'm good at. Dad actually expected my big brother to help him out, and then that didn't happen, so he never asked me. I started working for him of my own volition, and then about a year ago I became something of a workaholic, and he liked how that was going for the company so well he retired to the Caymans with my mom and never looked back. Somehow the fact that you spend hours distracting me every week didn't really give me the workaholic vibe. Jensen's hands tense on the white tablecloth, but he keeps his face impassive. I was having a really hard time, so I just decided to give up all social interaction for a while. I'm working on fixing that. So I'm an experiment? Jensen's eyes widen. No, that's really not what I meant.
Mm-hmm, heard it all before.
I had a bad breakup, okay? But I've been ready to date again for a while. I just didn't have anyone I was interested in. Yet. Jared looks down so Jensen can't see the goofy smile he can't seem to swallow. I'm sorry about your breakup, Jared says. Can't imagine what that's like. Never had an ugly split? Not really. Haven't honestly had much of anything as far as relationships go.
You?
Jensen looks skeptical. I'm not saying I'm a monk or anything, because that's definitely not the case, but I have weird preferences, so it's hard to find someone who can hold my interest for more than a night.
So I'm already ahead of the curve.
Definitely. What are those weird preferences? I'm a little terrified to ask.
I like men.
Well, that does rule out 50% of the population.
No, shut up. I mean, I'm attracted to real men. Lumberjack types. Not exactly overabundant in gay clubs.
So basically you're looking to date yourself?
Yeah, but you'll do.
Jensen shakes his head fondly. I'm flattered that I'm man enough for you.
Well, maybe. Haven't tried you out just yet.
Jensen bites his bottom lip and gives Jared a heated glance. So, anyway, half of the guys I fall for are straight, and the other half... are lesbians? Jared laughs long and hard. God, I fucking wish the lesbians would have me. I was gonna say jerks.
That would be my half, then.
Maybe you can have your own half?
Would that make you keep me around for more than a night?
I make no promises.
Damn it, Jensen says playfully.
Just then the waitress returns with two plates, and the conversation is lost to intermittent sounds of approval as they both work their way through what Jared will admit really is the best damn steak he's ever had in his life. Jared's uneasiness returns briefly when the check arrives, and Jensen grabs it up and pays the whole thing himself. He doesn't make a face like he's shocked by how much he's laying down for one meal, so Jared convinces himself to let it go. Outside the restaurant, Jared begins to scan the street for taxis when Jensen takes his hand and licks his lips, his intention made clear before he even opens his mouth.
So, in case this is the last night I have your attention, come home with me?
Jared neither can nor wants to think of a reason to turn him down. The ride to Jensen's isn't long, but it feels like it goes on forever. Not that it's unpleasant, but the tension is so thick Jared can hardly breathe, and he's shaking thinking of what's about to happen. Finally. The car comes to a stop, and Jensen turns to Jared and gives him a quick kiss. The house they park in front of makes Jared gape like an idiot, because, okay, Jared had gotten that Jensen was doing well from the car and the overpriced dinner, but seeing Jensen's house puts it in a whole new, terrifying perspective. He can handle Jensen being wealthy, but no one is allowed to be this wealthy.
Home sweet home, Jensen says, smiling as he fits the key in the lock.
He opens the door and leads the way, and Jared's legs carry him inside simply because his brain can't think of anything else to do.
Okay, let me make sure there's no dirty laundry or anything lying around, and then we can...
Jared nods mindlessly and looks around, his mouth still hanging open, his stomach caving into itself. He doesn't belong here, and he has no idea what to do with that because he's kind of stuck. And here's the thing, Jared is a loser. He admitted that to himself months ago when he realized he'd been working at a dead-end job for over a year, and still had no idea what he wanted to do with his life, and no prospects at improving the situation. Jared came to terms with it, and after a week or two of midlife crisis-style depression, he got over it, stopped letting it bother him.
It's bothering him now. It's bothering him because he's standing in a living room the size of his apartment, and it belongs to a guy he's gotten way too attached to. There's no way it won't sting when Jensen realizes Jared isn't good enough. It stings already, and Jared's hardly even gotten the chance to fall yet.
Jared?
Jared looks up. Jensen's standing in front of him looking nervous as Jared is, though Jared can't imagine why the fuck he feels uncomfortable.
Bedroom's this way, he says with a shaky laugh.
I can't do this.
What?
I can't. I have to go.
Why? Jared, we...
Jared turns and walks out, gets in Jensen's car, and waits for Jensen to join him. It's less than half a minute before Jensen does.
Can we talk about whatever...
No, look, it's not a big deal, okay? I just need to get home, so leave me at the nearest metro or something.
Jensen makes a wounded face.
I can drive you home, at least. Jared imagines Jensen pulling up in front of the shoddy apartment building he lives in and nearly has to throw up.
No, it's okay. Metro will be best.
Jensen doesn't say another word for the entire ride.
So, are you planning to tell me what's wrong with you? Genevieve asks, voice low as they're locking down the store for the night.
Misha lets everyone out in a group, and Daniil, Aldous, and Sandy walk a few paces ahead of them, fighting loudly over something inane.
Nothing's wrong with me, Jen.
Genevieve looks unimpressed by Jared's lie.
Really?
No, not really.
What happened? Last week you were practically skipping everywhere you went in anticipation of your big date, so I'm guessing...
My question is, do I have to break that guy's pretty face or what?
No thanks, but I appreciate the offer.
I'm your knight in shining armor, Genevieve says.
Bad date?
No, it was the best fucking date of my life.
But
it didn't really work out, and when I want to talk about it, you'll be first on my speed dial.
Hesitantly, she nods and squeezes Jared's arm. They catch up with their friends, walking the rest of the way to the metro hand in hand. Jared doesn't join in the fun, but he at least manages to laugh at his co-worker's antics.
At the end of the walk, he passes Genevieve's, "Can I let him go home for the night or will he kill himself?" test, and waves goodbye as he boards his train.
"No, I don't think so, buddy," Daniil snaps, loud enough for Jared to hear it in the kitchen.
He wipes his wet hands off his apron and decides that he should probably go supervise before she drives yet another customer out.
"I just want to talk to him."
"Yeah, that's really not my problem."
Jared freezes up when he hears Jensen's voice, and cowardly though it may be, he heads back to the kitchen to finish washing dishes, instead of going out and setting Daniil straight.
"Was that Jensen?" Jared asks when Sandy comes in to pull more milk out of the refrigerator.
"Yeah, but don't worry, sweetie. We made him go away."
What exactly do you guys think happened?"
"Well, hey, we're not going to be nosy and ask you. But we were worried, so we asked Jen, and she told us that things didn't go well, so we assumed..."
"He didn't do anything, so please don't abuse him the next time he comes here.
And tell Daniil that. Seriously, I fucked up, not him." Sandy shrugs and goes back to join Daniil in the front of the cafe. Jared decides to do inventory and baking so he can stay in the back and avoid customers for as long as possible. Jared's shift ends about an hour later, and he waits another half for Genevieve to get off. She clocks out, but it's 10 more minutes before they make it to the break room to get their things.
"You have a big mouth, you know," Jared says when they're finally alone.
"It's one of my best features," Genevieve agrees, pouting her lips.
"Today, Daniil and Sandy nearly beat poor Jensen up because you told them we had a bad date."
"Oops."
"Yeah," Jared says, poking her lightly in the side.
"But aren't you proud of me for not giving them details?"
"I am. Your commitment to only spreading half of my personal life around the store is impressive."
"I just figured you wouldn't want everyone on Earth to know what a stupid fucking moron you are."
"And your support is limitless."
"Well, sorry, but you went on an awesome date with a gorgeous guy you really like, and when you found out he was rolling in money, you ran away instead of jumping on it and forcing him to be your bride. That makes you a dumb fuck."
"How could I marry anyone but you?"
"There are cases in which I allow infidelity. A Greek god with stockpiles of cash to take me shopping as a consolation prize is one of the cases. Read the handbook."
"It's not that simple, and you know it."
"I know, Jaybird, but you're the only person who thinks it's a problem. He obviously knows you're not a millionaire, and he still likes you. And he made you so happy. I wanted you to stay like that, you know?
You never fucking try for relationships, and I worry about you.
I'm doing fine, Genevieve.
You're doing mediocre, Jared, and you're going to cruise through life like that if you roll over and die every time something isn't easy.
We're not even out of the store yet, and you've already given me a 15-minute therapy session. Can we cool this out for a bit?
Fine. You have until we get out of the store.
Genevieve smirks and calls the elevator to take them to the street entrance.
She's already opening her mouth in anticipation of a lecture when Jared pushes the door open and Jensen approaches him.
Jared?
Hi.
I need to talk to you.
Were you waiting for me to get out? Because that's creepy even for you.
Jensen's not having any of their usual banter, and Jared can't really blame him.
Misha told me when you were leaving, and I kind of had to since you won't answer my calls and you hide when I try the cafe.
Jared shifts from one foot to the other.
I'm sorry, it's just... I really need to talk to you. Please.
Jensen looks to Genevieve.
Alone?
A part of Jared is hoping she'll make a stand, but he isn't exactly surprised when she takes Jensen's side and sets off down the street ahead of them.
Look, Jensen, I know I've been a really huge jerk, but I just don't think we're compatible.
That's fucking bullshit, and we both know it. We had a great time, and you just... It was one date. I'm not going to throw myself off a bridge or something if you don't ever want to see me again, okay? I like you, but I can cope. I just really need you to tell me what I did wrong.
It's not you, it's...
Wow, you're really about to use that line on me?
Jared sighs.
Okay, walk me home and I'll explain.
Jensen indicates that Jared should lead the way, and Jared takes a step forward on a deep inhale. He doesn't really know how to start or how to finish, or if he has anything to say at all, except that he knows how stupid he is, so Jensen shouldn't feel obligated to tell him.
You were going to give me an explanation, Jensen reminds him, tone almost dangerous.
It was your house, Jensen. That's it.
I didn't realize my interior decorating was so offensive.
Jared gets the tiniest flare of hope from Jensen's playful lilt.
I work in a cafe, man. I live in a shitty apartment, and there's hardly enough room in my bathroom for me to stand to take a piss. It's one thing if we're just fucking around, because really, who cares, but I kind of really like you, and I don't want to wait around for you to wake up one morning and realize.
What the fuck?
Jensen stops in the street, and when Jared turns to look at him, there's fire in his eyes.
You think I give a shit how much money you make, Jared? Fucking seriously, just because I have a nice house, I'm some fucking snob? I wouldn't have asked you out if I cared.
I kind of thought we had something.
We're not from the same universe, Jensen. And let's just be honest here, you're out of my league.
You know the difference between reality and Jane Austen novels, right?
Jensen starts walking again, and Jared matches his pace.
That's adorable.
I'm not kidding.
Whatever, I was intimidated and I freaked out and I'm sorry. It was just a lot to take in at once.
Jensen doesn't really react to that. He's watching his feet as they walk, and finally he shrugs and replies in a tiny voice.
You shouldn't have left me hanging all week.
I know, I'm sorry. I was being a coward. I didn't know what to tell you because I don't want this to stop, but after the way I reacted, I mean, I don't blame you if you're over this.
I still like you, Jared. I just... That was really the wrong thing to do.
I've heard.
No, for me especially.
Jensen looks over at Jared and bites his lip, and then seems to decide something.
My last boyfriend, the one with the bad breakup.
Jensen, you really don't have to tell me if it makes you uncomfortable.
I want to. I'm going to have to if we're going to give this a chance.
He takes Jared's hand and meets his eyes tentatively.
We are going to give this a chance, right?
Jared tangles their fingers instead of replying, and Jensen's smile is barely there, but it's somehow more genuine than any other smile Jared's ever gotten from him.
We dated for 3 years. You know, the whole serious relationship shebang with cohabitation, and God, I was so fucking gone on him, I thought he was the love of my life.
Jensen swallows.
He never told me why he left.
What?
He dumped me and moved out. We hadn't been fighting at the time or anything. I spent months going through everything and trying to find the instance where I fucked up. It's been a year and I still have no idea why.
Oh shit. Jensen, fuck. And I... Oh God, I'm so sorry.
When you left the other night, it just hit a nerve, okay?
Jensen. Jared's fists clench with a rush of hatred for the guy that did that, who's responsible for how shaken Jensen looks, and then he realizes that he's no better. He'd done that too. He can't find the words to make it okay, can't promise Jensen he would never hurt him like that. You didn't know. And I know you wouldn't do something like that to someone you care about. You're just the first person I've been out with since, and I really couldn't let it end like that again. I understand. I'm really sorry, Jensen. I wasn't thinking. I never would have left like that if I'd known. Jensen pulls Jared down and kisses him, his lips demanding, and Jared returns it as quickly as he can catch up to what's going on, kisses Jensen back just as fiercely. There's a lot being said in the sounds they both make, in the way Jensen's tongue licks Jared and the light bites Jared applies to Jensen's lower lip. It's a long time before either of them pulls away, and Jared feels like something important got knocked into place as soon as Jensen decided to take the chance on kissing him again. Jared starts walking again as soon as their lips part, and he pulls Jensen along by the hand he's been clinging to for minutes now. "My apartment is on the next block," Jared says. "Oh," Jensen sounds disappointed. "Come up with me?" Jensen smiles just a little. "Yeah?" "Yeah, I mean, it's a dump, but..." Jared moves his thumb in circles on Jensen's hand and shrugs. "I know you won't care." They walk the rest of the way in silence and climb 3 flights of stairs before Jared gets 100 pounds of flustered brunette slammed into his chest. "Sophia, shit, I'm sorry, I didn't see you." "I can't chat, Jared. Every time I look at you, I see a stupid, smug face." "Finding out you associate my face with Chad's is probably the most offensive thing I've ever heard." He puts a hand on each of Sophia's shoulders and turns her to face Jensen. "Sophia, say hello. This is Jensen. Jensen, this is Chad's girlfriend, Sophia." "The one who's too good for him?" "I like you. You can stay. Then everyone in the apartment can be with someone who's too good for them." She sticks her tongue out at Jared and shakes loose of his hold. "I really have had it with you. I'm leaving now." With that, she takes off down the stairs at the same frantic pace that sent her crashing into Jared moments ago. Jensen looks after her and then at Jared, an amused turn to his lips and one eyebrow shot almost into his hairline. "She'll be back tomorrow," Jared says flippantly as he approaches the door to his apartment. "Chad, I'm here and I have a guest, so please be wearing pants." Chad walks into the living room, a beer clenched in one hand, the way some people hold crucifixes and a sulky expression. "Good for you, Jared." "Fucking you, go ahead and you get that dick. Because let me tell you, women are fucking lunatics." "Chad," Jensen says, no question in his voice. "Chad," Jared confirms. "Chad, meet Jensen."
"Yo."
"Charmed, I'm sure," Jensen says dryly. "So try not to be too loud with the gay sex. I'm going to be watching porn in my room if you need me." Chad exits and Jensen shakes his head. "I'm not going to ask you why you're friends with that guy, because I do not want to know." Jared pushes into Jensen's space and moves his mouth to Jensen's neck. "We've got better things to talk about." Jensen shivers and opens his mouth, a needy motion as he tangles his fingers in Jared's shirt. Jared kisses him, but Jensen freezes when Jared tries touching him, and Jared draws away to look him over, try to read his body language better. "You don't want to do this."
"Yeah, I do. I really, really do."
"Maybe, but you're not ready." Jensen looks away. "And the other day, you weren't ready then, either."
"Jared."
"Dude, you were going to have sex with me when you weren't ready?"
"I didn't want to lose your interest. Besides, it's not like I don't want to fuck you."
"Shit, Jensen. I'm not the captain of the football team, and this isn't prom night. You can't fucking go around having sex with me and then regret it."
"You said you seemed like you weren't used to waiting."
Jensen pushes his entire body back against Jared's and his mouth presses on Jared's ear.
"I won't make you."
"I won't make you either," Jared says, a little hurt. "Especially after what happened last week. I don't want you to do anything before you're comfortable." Jensen lets out a breath and separates himself from Jared.
"I'm not a fucking virgin or something."
"I know. But it has been a long time and..." "And you got hurt. It's okay to be scared." Jensen worries his lip.
"Should I leave?"
"I have a great couch. We could watch DVDs with lots of explosions and eat leftover Chinese." Jensen smiles and, curled up in each other's space, that's exactly what they do.
A few days later, Jared gets home to find Jensen sprawled out on his sofa. His feet rest on Jared's coffee table, his boots on the floor below it. The remote's in his hand, and the scent of fresh Chinese is in the air.
"You should lock your door," Jensen says, idly pressing the channel up button.
"You just get creepier and creepier."
Jensen sits up and clicks the TV off. "I was going to surprise you, and then you were taking forever to get here, and the food was getting cold. So I came up to knock and see if Chad's here. And you idiots don't lock your door."
"Nothing to steal," Jared says.
"That's fucking crazy, okay? What about people with knives that hide and wait for you to get home? What about that? How do you sleep at night? I'm going to be tossing and turning in bed tonight, worrying about you over here. You're going to give me gray hairs."
"The only crazy person who's ever invited themselves in was rather agreeable."
Jared sits on the couch next to Jensen and gives him a kiss.
"How's your day been?"
"Not awesome. I had a presentation and it could have gone better."
"Oh, I feel your pain. I spilled an iced tea and had to clean it up myself."
"Oh, you win. Your suffering is unparalleled."
"You bring food. I approve of this. You should do it every day before I get home and greet me in nothing but an apron."
"You just hold your breath until that wish comes true, all right?"
Jared takes a deep breath and holds it in, and Jensen smacks both his cheeks lightly.
"Not a good look for you."
"Everything's a good look for me."
"Your mama lied to you."
Jared frowns. "Oh no, does that mean I'm not the most specialist boy in the whole world, too?"
Jensen makes a fond, frustrated sound and rests his head on Jared's shoulder. "I'm tired and pouty, and I got us rentals, and I want to do nothing."
"What a coincidence. I had my whole night set aside to watch DVDs with a grumpy boyfriend."
Jensen pulls back, a knee-jerk reaction to the tiny trigger word Jared was hoping he would let slip.
"I'm your boyfriend?"
"It's starting to look that way."
"Does that mean you're my boyfriend, too?"
"Actually, that's exactly what that means."
Jensen makes a speculative face for a minute and then goes back to resting his head on Jared's shoulder.
"I like that just fine."
Jared feels panic shoot through him when he gets to the living room and finds that Jensen's not there. The empty beer bottle on the coffee table confirms his fears, and he swallows hard, realizing Jensen is just headed unprepared into the kitchen, where he will be forced to interact with an unsupervised Chad. He rushes to the door as soon as possible and can hear the talking from inside.
"Have we met?"
Yeah.
"Oh, thank God. I was like, I've seen this pretty cocksucker before. Where'd we meet?"
"Here," Jensen says in a clipped tone.
"Whoa, hey, that's not possible."
"I'm Jensen. Jared introduced us a few nights ago."
"Well then, what the fuck are you doing here again?"
"Watching television."
The next time Chad speaks, Jared can hear the hostility in his tone.
"Do I need to ask you what your intentions toward my slutty gay friend are? Because no one makes an honest woman out of Jared."
"I might," says Jensen, challenging.
"Nuh-uh, dude, that's totally not allowed."
Jensen walks out of the kitchen then, a new beer in his hand and a scowl disrupting his features.
"I can't even go to the bathroom without worrying about the trouble you'll get yourself into."
Jensen jumps a little, and it's obvious he hadn't been expecting Jared.
"I didn't realize I was going to have to meet the parents tonight."
"He's very protective."
"So, how slutty do you have to be the slutty gay friend?"
"Not that slutty."
"Really?"
"I mean, I'm a reasonably attractive gay 20-something who until recently had no relationship prospects. I don't know what you want me to tell you."
Jensen grabs Jared by the shirt and drags him back to the living room, smiling and kissing him long and hard once they've gotten situated again. Jared thinks maybe Jensen kind of likes that he's the person Jared was willing to slow down for. Jared's kind of a fan of that himself. For the first time in a week, Jared and Jensen have the apartment to themselves for an entire night. Somehow, Sophia convinced Chad to take her out dancing, and Jared thinks that, short of sending Chad to the hospital, there's no method of persuasion she could have employed that would make Jared regret Chad's absence. If he gets to spend every night Chad's out on the couch with Jensen, tangled without having to worry about getting caught and having to hear about it, Jared might not even feel really bad if it does send him to the hospital. Jensen's mouth moves slower, sucking hard on the skin below Jared's neck. Jared lets out a groan and feels Jensen shift next to him.
"Are you..." Jared asks, looking down at Jensen's crotch and getting the answer before Jensen can give it to him.
Jared licks his lips.
Do you want me to... Are you ready, do you think? All of Jared's instincts are telling him to grab and suck and fuck, and yet Jared doesn't move, doesn't let his body language pressure Jensen into doing more than he wants. Jensen's lips are parted obscenely as he gasps for breath, but he shakes his head. Not yet. Not on your couch, he answers, though he dives back into another kiss, hungry and damn close to breaking Jared's resolve, if not Jensen's. They keep kissing for a long time, and Jared can't help his hands when they stray, find Jensen's chest, and move up his shirt until Jensen's shaking. Jared lets one hand move lower, and Jensen's head falls back. Touch me, he begs. Jared freezes. You sure? Yeah, I can do this. Fuck, I'm so beyond ready for... His words drop off, turn into an unintelligible string of curses and encouragement. Jared knows how long it's been since anyone's touched Jensen and how bad he needs it, so he makes quick work of the handjob, doesn't let himself get greedy or tease Jensen the way he's aching to. It isn't long at all before Jensen shoots all over Jared's hand, and it's not until Jensen's done coming down from his orgasm that Jared remembers he's hard, too. I can bathroom, Jared says. But Jensen crawls on top of him, kissing him hard and letting Jared grind up against him until he comes, right in his jeans like he's back in high school and this is all new again. Jensen smiles sheepishly and crawls off Jared's lap. I guess my work here is done, he says. Jared knows better than to tell him otherwise, so instead of begging him to stay, he helps Jensen get his clothes back into some semblance of order and gives him a last kiss before walking him to the door. Excuse me, coffee boy? I have this Starbucks card and I would like some service. Jared turns to glare across the counter where Jensen is brandishing his card and looking very smug. Last night, Jared had told Jensen how tired he was of having Starbucks cards shoved in his face, and he wouldn't put it past Jensen to have gone out and bought one just to piss him off. Jared glowers at Jensen and then gets a look at the line. He can't tell Jensen to fuck off, and Jensen's obviously going to make him play along. I'm sorry, sir. We don't accept those here. But you're a Starbucks, aren't you? Jensen says cluelessly. No, we just serve Starbucks coffee, Jared replies, doing his best to get his annoyance across to Jensen without the other customers in line thinking he's an asshole. Oh, I see. So you're like a bad knockoff of a Starbucks. One coffee, coming right up. Jensen pouts. But I wanted a frap. Did you want something to go with that? My sandwich? Jensen tries, making a pitiful face. Sandy, warm me up a coffee cake for this charming gentleman, please. Sure thing, boss, Sandy says cheerfully, taking out one of Jensen's sandwiches and putting it on the grill. You free after work tonight? Jensen asks as Jared counts out his change. Not if it's you asking. Jensen gives Jared a sardonic look and takes his frappuccino from the counter when Daniil calls it out. I'll see you later then, he says with a wink, making his way back into the store. Jared calls Jensen as soon as his shift ends, and Jensen picks up on the third ring. Hello? He sounds a little flustered. Bad time? No, just got something cooking, don't want to burn it. What's up? Talk fast. You expressed interest in coming over tonight? There's a long silence from the other end of the line. Jensen? Yeah, I'm here. So you want to come see me or what? I checked and Chad won't even be there. Just you and me in the made-for-TV movie of the night. Sure, sounds fun, Jensen says, but he's obviously a little put out. I'll be there in an hour or so, and I'll bring dinner, I guess. You okay? Absolutely. I have to go make sure my kitchen isn't on fire. See you in a bit. Jensen hangs up, and Jared writes the sober tone off to the distractions in the kitchen. There's a loud, urgent beat from the door, and Jared nearly trips running to open it. Take something before I drop it all, Jensen laughs before Jared can even greet him. He takes a pan and a bowl from the stack of things obscuring Jensen's view and opens the door a little wider. Shit, is it Thanksgiving or something? I was hungry, Jensen shrugs. Didn't really plan to have to cart it all over here when I was making it. Well, I'm glad you did. It smells like heaven. All food smells like heaven to you, Jared. True, but this is, like, an especially nice version. Jared waits until Jensen set down the last of his dishware before he sneaks up behind him and claims a kiss. I didn't know you cooked, he whispers against Jensen's neck.
Jensen turns just enough for Jared to kiss his mouth. Jared doesn't see the smile, but he tastes it.
I do everything, except read for fun.
You're a deeply flawed human being, but somehow I like you anyway.
I appreciate that.
What are you treating me to tonight?
Jensen steps back and begins pulling tops and tinfoil off the plates and bowls he's laid out on the table, flourishing proudly as he introduces each dish.
Enchiladas, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, mashed them myself, thank you very much, corn on the cob, a delicious apple pie for dessert, and...
Jensen holds up a bottle of wine.
Of course, some booze to go with it.
Fuck, did I do something right today, huh? Jared teases.
Who says I made it for you? Jensen asks, his eyes promising that that's exactly what he did.
The meal is mostly quiet, broken only by Jared's moans of pleasure and the occasional need to compliment the food. Jensen says nothing aside from the civil thank yous when Jared praises the meal. He watches Jared eat, and Jared can practically taste the pride he sees in Jensen's eyes when Jared tells him how good everything is. He looks a little sad, too. After dinner, they end up in their usual spot on the couch. Jared's curled up against Jensen's chest, suffering from a food coma, and Jensen must not be doing much better because he doesn't even pretend to look at the television, and Jared would think he'd dozed off, even though Jensen never lets himself fall asleep at Jared's, except for the steady strokes of Jensen's fingertips up and down Jared's arms that are lulling Jared into a peaceful sleep.
"You want to stay here tonight?" Jared offers.
Jensen lifts his head a little, like he's surprised Jared spoke.
What? No, I don't really.
Oh, Jared says. Sorry, I didn't mean to rush things or anything.
Jensen sits up then, and Jared has to do the same, considering the human pillow he's been so comfortably depending on just decided to betray him.
That's not the problem, Jared.
Ha, so there is a problem. I thought as much. Jensen frowns down at his lap.
I made the home-cooked Texas meal for a reason, you know.
Jared feels like a fist grabs hold of his heart and squeezes. This wasn't a letting him down easy way to dump me, right?
What? No, God, no.
Jared decides nothing else can really be so bad now that that's out of the way, so he takes Jensen's hand and forces him to meet his eyes. What's up?
I hate that you hate my house, Jared.
Jared furrows his brow and Jensen continues.
I know why. I mean, I get it. Or I think I get it. Obviously, I don't really get it, but...
He stops and takes a deep, steadying breath.
I wanted you to come over tonight. I wanted you to feel welcome in my home, because you are. You always are. And I thought the food might help with that, and then you just assumed I was coming here, and I couldn't even ask, but... I love that house, Jared. I'm proud of it. I worked my ass off, and I know it's not what you're used to, but it's mine. And it really sucks that it makes you feel intimidated or whatever, because it's not like that, okay? It's just a house, and you don't ever come over or give me a chance to show you that.
Jared almost laughs, because of all the crazy things his mind had jumped to, that really hadn't ever occurred to him.
Jensen, I didn't mean to make you come over here. I just assumed because we always come here.
Because you ran like a bat out of hell the last time I took you home.
Okay, fine, but you didn't even try inviting me.
I didn't want you to feel obligated to say yes, and I guess I'd rather just eat dinner here than watch you storm out again.
That's not fair, Jen. We both have issues we're working out here. You can't just expect me to know what's wrong and not tell me.
Jensen frowns. Fuck, I really never intended to do that to anyone.
Yeah, I know, dumbass, Jared says, pushing him lightly.
Jensen lets himself tip into the other side of the couch before reaching out and pulling Jared down with him. He can't help laughing from the belly when Jensen makes an oomph sound as he lands on him, and whatever might have been wrong seconds earlier doesn't go away, but it gets pushed aside for a few hours as they snark at the television and at each other. Jensen makes a point of inviting Jared out to dinner that Friday, and Jared realizes with a bit of a start that it's only the second time they've had a real sit-down date. Jared gets dressed up in anticipation of another 5-star restaurant, so Jensen doesn't stop laughing for a minute straight when they meet in front of a standard pizzeria.
I hate you, is the first thing Jared says when he gets out of his cab, but Jensen doesn't even acknowledge it. He goes on laughing at Jared's expense until Jared can't help joining him.
When Jensen finally catches his breath, he looks up at Jared and kisses him.
God damn, can you smile, Jensen says softly, his lips moving to the side of Jared's mouth like he wants to make sure the entire thing is imprinted on his memory.
Jared just smiles wider. They get seated in a booth, surrounded by other busy tables. There's no Mr. Ackles, no special treatment, just a couple on a date on Friday night. Jared can't thank Jensen for it without ruining the moment, so he kicks him under the table instead.
"Are you going to a wedding after this or something?" Jensen says, still mocking Jared's wardrobe.
"Yes, yes I am."
"Oh, this'll be fun, let me guess. Danielle and Sandy?"
"Wasted your best guess already?"
"Aldous and Genevieve."
"I have friends outside of the store, you know."
"Oh God, please tell me that poor Sophia is not making that mistake."
"I wouldn't ever wish that on her. Not even for our hypothetical made-up wedding."
"Misha and Genevieve?"
Jensen asks, as if not knowing the answer will be the death of him.
"It's me and Genevieve, and you are not invited."
Jensen clutches his heart.
"Oh, I am struck. How will I ever recover from such a blow?"
Jared grabs a breadstick, breaks half off, and gives it to Jensen with a suggestive eyebrow waggle.
"Will this help?"
Jensen returns the leer.
"Do you have anything bigger?"
"Well, as a matter of fact, I've got something right over here in my..."
"Please, please stop, for the love of all that is holy."
"Fine," Jared says. "How was your day at the office, honey?"
"Long, sweet pea."
"Jesus, was honey really that bad?"
"Did I tell you we lost one of our head readers on Monday?"
"No, sir, you did not. It wasn't a friend or anything, right?" Jared reaches across the table and takes Jensen's hand supportively.
"No, no, nothing like that. Just a guy with a better job offer. Puts us down one, though, so everything is getting backed up."
"Sucks," Jared says, trying to pull his hand away now that he knows Jensen's not upset. Jensen grabs it back and holds on.
"Jay, there was kind of a reason I asked you out tonight."
"You think I'm pretty?"
"I want you to come in for an interview."
"What?"
"I want you to try for the job, Jared."
Jared laughs and shakes Jensen's hand off.
"Yeah, sure, because of my experience in the field, right?"
"No, look, we already promoted someone to the higher-up position. We have an opening, and..."
"Let's get something straight here, Jensen. I don't want you doing me any favors."
"I'm not, Jared, Christ. I'm not asking you to quit your job and be my kept woman or something. I'm not offering you the job. I'm asking you to come in and do an interview."
"You don't even have to take it if you don't feel comfortable. But I think it would be perfect for you, and from what I know about you, I think there's a good chance you'll be good at it."
"Jen..."
"Look, this company is my baby, okay? It's the most important thing to me aside from my family. I don't go around offering important positions to people just because I like them. I'm telling you that we could both benefit from this. I need a reader, and you hate it at the cafe, and they don't even let you touch the books."
Jensen draws back and wiggles his fingers.
"We'd be paying you to read the books, Jared."
"That is tempting, but..."
"But nothing. You don't work Thursdays, and you have an interview. Along with plenty of other people, and you have just as much a chance as getting it or not getting it as they do. Cross my heart."
"Jensen..."
Jensen sticks his lip out and gives Puppy Eyes his best shot. It's pretty dismal, but he's fucking adorable anyway.
"Please, please, 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 Jared."
"Yeah, all right, but I swear, Jensen, if I get so much as a cent of favoritism at this interview, I'm walking out."
Jensen smiles from ear to ear.
"Don't you want my patronage? I can be Lady Chatterley and you can be..."
"The hired help?"
"Yeah, I have no idea where that was going or why I thought it was a good idea. See why I shouldn't attempt to be literary?"
"It's really cute that you tried for me, though."
"I do my best to be cute for you, sweet pea."
"You're impossible," Jared says, hitting Jensen square in the chest with another broken-off piece of breadstick.
The waitress comes by to refill their drinks and gives him an annoyed glare. They both collapse onto the table, laughing.
Jared's interview is at 4:30 p.m. He arrives at 4:15 and twiddles his thumbs nervously, waiting until Jensen is ready to see him.
"Are you Jared Padalecki?"
a petite blonde asks. She has a sweet smile and looks about 17 years old. Jared nods.
"I'm Kristen Bell, head of human resources. I'll be conducting the interview."
She holds a hand out, all business.
Jared jumps a little, both relieved and more nervous at once. He thought Jensen was going to be doing this, and the fact that he isn't makes Jared simultaneously thankful that Jensen genuinely thinks he can get the job on his own, and terrified for his life.
"Follow me," she says, turning on her heels without giving Jared the chance to respond. She leads him to a nice corner office.
There's an impressive view of the city, and Jared gapes for a few seconds before Ms. Bell clears her throat and shoots Jared an exasperated glance. Somehow she manages to instill Jared with fear, despite the fact that she hardly comes up to his chest, and he has to respect anyone who can do that. He immediately sits down and gives her his full attention.
All right, let's see what we have here. You moved here from college, from Texas, undergrad and master's at Georgetown. That all sounds good, up until you have no real work experience.
Aye, there's the rub, Jared says, before he can stop himself, and, to his surprise, he's met with a megawatt smile.
All right, Mr. Padalecki, I don't know how you managed to get this interview, but you did, so here's how it works. We have very high expectations for our books at Night Owl Publications. We have a reputation for publishing some of the most intelligent and challenging novels on the market. Every manuscript that is submitted to us is read by someone like you before it makes it higher up the food chain. Unless the submitting author is well known, the first reader's judgment is respected, so the position you're interviewing for puts a lot of people's livelihood on the line.
Jared nods slowly, a little uneasy with the pressure, but overall pretty happy with the job description.
We have a few sample manuscripts here that you'll look over. You have 2 hours to read them and submit reports on what you thought their strengths and weaknesses were, and whether or not you would recommend them for publication. We accept all kinds of different genres and methods of storytelling here, so I ask that you keep an open mind and read for quality as well as marketability.
Jared must look as confused as he is, because Ms. Bell smiles, both warm and menacing.
It's an unusual interview process, and I'm sure you're thinking that it sounds more like an exam, but we like to determine a person's ability by seeing it firsthand, not from how their previous employers feel about them. In your case, this is probably a very good thing.
Jared shrugs and gets to work, reading and writing at a rate that reminds him of the very worst all-night cramming sessions in college. He finishes mere minutes before his time runs out and hands his work over timidly.
Thank you for coming in, Mr. Padalecki. We'll look these over and get back to you by next week.
She holds one tiny hand out, gives him a heartier shake than most men Jared's ever met, and sends him on his way.
You sly dog, Jared says as soon as he gets Jensen on the phone.
Who, me? Whatever it is, I'm completely innocent.
You didn't warn me about any of that.
I wasn't going to do you any favors, Jared, Jensen says, his voice teasing.
You didn't think I was going to do it, right? You know I couldn't judge who's cut out for that job to save my life.
I find it amusing that your company looks down upon the kind of books you read.
It's a classy establishment. My father, once he finally forgave me for being only slightly above illiterate, made me promise I would never, ever try to pull my weight when it came to creative decisions. And then he hired Kristen and promised that he would go back in time and convince my mother to get an abortion if I ever tried to let anyone else do her job.
She did seem to know what she was doing.
You're terrified of her.
I am deeply shaken.
Yeah, she'll do that. And all with that angelic little voice and a smile on her face. But you should see her when she's turned off professional mode. If you get the job, I'm dragging you to the first company karaoke outing that comes up. Get a few shots in her, and I swear she thinks she's a fucking Tony winner.
Jared laughs. I'd love to see that.
I'd love that too, Jensen says, his voice warm and supportive, and, Jared is surprised to realize, a little worried on his behalf.
You really have no say in this, do you?
Jared, I'm waiting on pins and needles, same as you.
Well, good. I hear there's a wonderful couch for weepy boyfriend support in my apartment. There might even be Chinese.
Jensen makes a tortured sound. That sounds really good. I've got a meeting in 45, but it shouldn't last long. Will 8:30 be too late for me to show up?
No, I can wait that long. Just don't expect there to be any dumplings left.
Well, that's the price I pay for being employed, I guess.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jay, can't wait.
Jared hangs up, and for the first time since Jensen brought the whole idea up, lets himself hope just a little bit.
So, word on the street is, you're actually smart.
Is that what they're saying? Jared asks, checking his watch.
You haven't heard yet?
No, Jensen, I'm at work. I literally just got to the break room and didn't want to waste my time checking my voicemail when I could just call you.
Well, you're an idiot. Hang up, check your voice messages, and call me back.
The line disconnects, and Jared follows Jensen's instructions. The third message is from Kristen, and Jared has to sit down and listen to it 3 more times before it sinks in.
I got the job, Jared says, as soon as Jensen answers,
though it's more of a question than a statement.
Do you have any idea how many people wanted that job, Jared?
No, don't tell me.
You come here. We are going out drinking tonight, and you are coming with.
I can't crash the company night out. I don't even work there yet.
You do. Come out with us. Let me get you loaded and grope you in the bathroom.
You can come home loaded, and I'll let you do that to me sober.
I've met all your work friends. Come meet mine. You're one of us now, aren't you?
Well, it depends. I only have 7 minutes of break time left to go give my 2 weeks' notice.
Jared hears the phone line disconnect and knows that Jensen hung up. The bar Jensen tells Jared to meet him in is pretty typical, packed and loud, and not at all the kind of place Jared would expect Jensen to enjoy. He pushes through crowds for 5 minutes trying to find Jensen until he spots Kristen, sporting that blinding smile and talking to a tall blonde. Jared figures his best shot is to ask her where Jensen is, so he approaches somewhat shyly.
"The fuck are you doing here?" she asks as soon as she sees him.
Jared's stomach turns. That's exactly the kind of welcome he'd been expecting, the welcome Jensen had insisted he wouldn't get.
I'm with...
He feels a warm hand slide over the small of his back and recognizes the touch without having to look and make sure. He leans into it as subtly as he can, instantly comforted by the support he can feel in Jensen's stance. Kristen's eyes go wide.
Oh my God, you're Jensen's new girlfriend? Wow, that makes so much sense.
She turns to smile at the blonde woman she'd been talking to earlier.
Baby, I accidentally gave the boss's boyfriend a job. Best career decision ever.
The blonde smiles and shakes her head indulgently.
We should celebrate. Where's the karaoke stage? I'm thinking I'll treat everyone to some ABBA.
She grabs the blonde by the hand and drags her off. Jared turns to Jensen as Dancing Queen starts and Kristen begins to sing on key, even if she only knows half the lyrics she needs.
I guess that's what you meant when you said she's different with a few shots in her.
More than a few, Jensen replies, raising his eyebrows. Are you going to treat us to some karaoke once you've had enough to drink?
No, I'm the boss. I'm not allowed to have fun.
Bullshit. How about if I don't plan to stay long enough to have that many drinks? He looks up at Jared, and Jared realizes there's eagerness and anticipation there that he's never seen before. Jensen's finally ready, and the better half of Jared wants to throw him in a cab and take him home right now.
You won't even sing me one little song?
Jensen shakes his head. But I am going to get you a shot and see where that gets me. They don't get drunk, which Jared thinks is a conscious decision on both their parts. Jensen has just enough to be confident and steady and keep his insecurities at bay, and Jared matches him for the hell of it. Jensen's co-workers drag him on stage about an hour into it, and after a short protest, he finally asks for requests. Jared, not having any real ideas, decides to be the requisite asshole who shouts out, "Freebird," and Jensen looks directly at his table and says, "You really do have shitty taste in music, huh?" Jared smiles and sits back, and when Jensen finally has a song to sing, he doesn't look away from Jared. Jared doesn't know much about it, but Jensen sounds pretty fucking great to him. Kristen keeps him on stage for a duet. They fight over the song selection for several minutes, before finally settling on something campy that makes Jensen hide behind his hand as he comes off stage.
"Say a word and I will murder you," Jensen says when he falls to the chair next to Jared's.
"I think I'm in too much awe to speak," Jared says dreamily.
"That's so?"
"Yeah, I've never dated anyone who's more embarrassing while drunk than I am."
"And worst of all, I'm not even drunk."
"Must remember to get you there sometime and see how much worse it gets." They leave the table and find a more private corner in the bar, and Jensen immediately presses against him, hands exploring, mouth moving like he's trying to taste every part of Jared. It's hot, even if they're out in public and should really calm down, and all Jared can think of is that if Jensen gets this handsy with just a few drinks in him, Jared really ought to take him to bars more often. 10 minutes pass before Jensen pulls away and looks Jared square in the eye.
"I'm taking you home, Jay, and I'm gonna fuck you."
In 2 minutes flat, they've said their goodbyes, gotten a cab, and are on their way to Jensen's. Jared nearly jumps at the sound of the door slamming shut behind them. Jensen's lips haven't left his for a significant amount of time since they'd gotten in the cab, so he'd hardly registered that they were at the house, let alone inside. Jensen doesn't give Jared a chance to look around or second-guess himself again. He manhandles Jared into the wall, and then his lips trail to Jared's neck. Jared moans when he makes contact, but it's not a protest. It's been years since Jared's been with someone he could really push around,
Someone who would push back and not make Jared worry if he's being too rough.
Jared pulls Jensen's lips back up to his, taking control of the kiss. Jensen lets him win for a few minutes until his hand tangles in Jared's shirt, and Jared suddenly feels himself being led by the fabric Jensen's got bunched in his hand.
"I hope you're not taking me to the bedroom. That would be awfully forward of you."
"Shut the fuck up, Jared," Jensen growls, still pulling Jared along like he doesn't have a choice. The truth is, he doesn't. Jensen's bedroom door is open, and Jensen doesn't bother closing it once they're inside. He pushes Jared until the back of his legs hit the bed, and there's a moment of pause where Jensen just looks up at Jared, still completely savage, but somehow vulnerable underneath it. Then he smirks, confidence and mischief dancing in his eyes, and Jared loses his breath as Jensen gives him one last shove, and he falls back into the mattress. Jensen stands at the end of the bed, putting on a show for Jared as he strips off each layer of clothing, so slow Jared thinks he'll explode before Jensen's done. Jared sits up on his elbows, eyes fixed on Jensen, fucking devouring all the skin that's been hidden from him for months. Jared's mind checks out, gets carried away making plans, most of them involving his mouth on every inch of Jensen's body. Then Jensen's crawling onto him, completely naked, lips pressed on Jared's again like he can't stand being separated. A hand creeps under Jared's shirt, fingers tracing muscle and guiding the cotton up Jared's chest until it takes almost no effort for Jared to yank it over his head and throw it. Jared doesn't care where.
"You're so fucking hot, you have no idea," Jensen says.
Jared surges up and grabs Jensen back into a kiss, flipping him so that he's the one pinned to the mattress, and Jared gets to look down at Jensen's entire body, laid out just for him.
"Off, Jared. Get them off."
Jensen's legs are wrapped around Jared's middle, but he stops to give Jared the space to reach down and work his jeans open.
"How?" Jared starts, gasping for breath. "How are we going to do this?"
Jensen's eyes darken.
"You could fuck me. I would like that."
"Or you could fuck me," Jared tries. It's been a long time since he's bottomed, but it's been longer for Jensen, and anyway, Jared knows he can take it. All he can think right now is that he fucking needs Jensen's cock inside of him. There'll be plenty of time to return the favor later. Jensen huffs out a breath, somewhere between frustrated and amused.
"We are not going to fight about who gets to bottom, dude."
Jared licks his lips and glances down. Jensen's legs are wide open, waiting for Jared to give in and sink into him, and Jared knows he'd be so fucking tight and beautiful underneath him. But he gets a look at Jensen's dick, rock hard and red and leaking, and Jared thinks he could just...
"Gonna suck you, Jen," Jared says, turning and crawling down Jensen's body.
Jensen doesn't have to be told what to do. Jared's hardly got his mouth on the head of Jensen's dick before he feels hands snake around his body and lower him, fingers digging into Jared's ass. Jared chokes for a moment when Jensen's tongue traces its way up the length of his cock, the familiar feeling mixing with the thrill of something completely new, and somehow better than ever before. Jensen takes him down then, swallows the entire length of Jared's dick in one clean motion. His mouth tightens around Jared like a vise, and Jared can't get the picture of Jensen's lips, swollen and slick after this is over, out of his head. Jared hollows his cheeks, moving slowly as he pulls up, thrilling in Jensen's groans around him. If Jared weren't so thrilled to finally have his mouth stuffed with cock, Jensen's cock, he wouldn't be able to focus on sucking Jensen off. Even as it is, Jensen thrusts a few times, needy and bossy, and Jared has to speed up just to stay in the race. Jensen must get that it's a competition then, because seconds after Jared's change in pace, Jensen decides to fight dirty. One finger pushes into Jared, and Jared's entire body shakes. Jensen's dick falls out of Jared's mouth with a pop, saliva and pre-cum coating Jared's chin.
"Fuck, Jensen, fuck."
Jensen's got some incredible talent for not getting distracted, though, because as Jared's trying desperately to keep his body in one piece, Jensen manages to tongue-fuck the slit of Jared's dick and find his prostate at the same time. Jared does the only thing he can do. He goes back for more, sucking Jensen into his mouth and jacking the base of Jensen's shaft. Jared thrusts once, and the hand Jensen still has on his ass urges him on until Jared's fucking down into Jensen's mouth hard. Jared is taken by surprise when that makes Jensen come almost immediately. He keeps his lips over Jensen's cock until he feels his own orgasm is about to hit, and then he pulls away, just focusing on how willing Jensen is to take his thrusts and how well that finger knows how to fuck him. He shoots Jensen's name on his lips, and Jensen has no choice but to swallow every drop as Jared's dick pulses, still shoved down his throat.
Jared doesn't let his body collapse onto Jensen's, but his head falls down, resting half in thick black hairs and half on Jensen's thigh. Once Jared's recovered some semblance of control, he falls off to the side and lies next to Jensen, quietly staring up at the ceiling. It doesn't feel like the awkward silence that usually descends after something like this happens, but Jared tells himself that he's imagining how comfortable it is.
"Man, it's been a while," Jensen says. "That was... I needed that."
"Ditto," says Jared. He turns to find Jensen's feet right next to his face and laughs at the ridiculous giddy feeling it instills in him. "We should do it again sometime."
"All the time, even."
"Ha, yeah." It dawns on Jared that this is the part where he's supposed to make a graceful exit, make sure Jensen knows it was just sex for him, too. He shouldn't let on that the idea of leaving Jensen's house and heading back to his apartment feels less like going home than lying here at the foot of Jensen's bed, pliant and satisfied and wanted. Jensen squeezes Jared's calf and Jared sits up, thinking it's a sign to go.
"I should..." "Stay. Please stay."
Jared shakes his head.
"What? Jensen, that's..."
"Jared, stay with me tonight." Jared meets earnest eyes, and any resolve he might have had to be responsible crumbles to the dust.
"Well, move over then. That's my side of the bed."
Jensen smiles and shifts, holding the blankets up so Jared can take his place under them. Jared can feel how warm Jensen is from the other side of the mattress, and he barely resists the urge to pull the other man against his chest. Instead, he reaches out and brushes his fingers down Jensen's spine. Jensen lets out a contented sigh and is asleep in minutes. Jensen rolls over. It's amazing how different he looks now, with his hair mussed and his eyes still weighed down by sleep. Jared had kind of been hoping he'd look awful like this, but he's almost more gorgeous than ever. He makes a warm sound when he sees Jared and smiles, and Jared is so fucked.
"Morning," Jensen says, reaching an arm out and then dropping it lazily.
"Hey," Jared ducks down and kisses him briefly. "Wake up."
"You're mean."
Jensen turns away and presses a pillow over his head.
"Would it help if I promised you coffee?"
Jensen peeks out from behind his pillow cautiously. Jared points to the mug on the nightstand.
"It's a latte."
"Where did you get a latte?"
"I made it, Jensen. Remember, I'm a professional."
"Ex-professional."
"No, no, no. Wants a coffee bitch? Always a coffee bitch."
"Well, now you're my personal coffee bitch."
"I resemble that remark."
Jensen pats Jared affectionately, then looks at his coffee as if it's alien.
"But really? You used my machine? No one knows how to use that damn thing. Wasted a fortune on it expecting gourmet coffee and couldn't understand the manual."
Jensen sits up and pouts, his bottom lip sticking out. Jared has to fight all his instincts not to suck it into his mouth.
"It's like launching a spaceship. Which I'm sure I could do, but not before the morning caffeine rush."
"It wasn't that hard," Jared says. "You want to let me know if I failed horribly?" Jensen snatches the mug away from Jared and smiles like the cat that ate the canary.
"Gladly."
The moan he lets out when he tries it sends hot waves through Jared's body, makes him recall everything that happened the night before.
"How is it?"
"Marry me?" Jared laughs. "I feel like holding you to that would be like taking advantage of a first-year college student with two beers in her. Let's wait until the coffee kicks in, and then you can tell me if you're still in the mood to elope."
"Should I be worried that you know how much alcohol it takes to get sorority girls in bed?"
"Don't worry, I won't bring them here."
"Oh, good. I can't abide cleaning up after other people's drinking binges. As long as that never happens, the wedding is on."
"This is moving kind of fast," Jared says, playful tones clouding the fact that it's completely true.
"I think..." Jensen bites his lip and looks Jared in the eye. "I think I'm okay with that."
The end.